Talk a little Prairie Junior football action. The Edmonton Wildcats coming off a tough loss at the hands of a Calgary Colts. Head coach Darcy Park joins us. Coach Park, what went wrong for your squad last week?
Well, I just, you know, the biggest thing when you're watching it on film is just we couldn't match the level of desperation and intensity that Calgary came in. That's kind of been the MO the last couple of weeks. We've had an opportunity to kind of solidify a spot in the playoffs and work for home field advantage, and we ended up letting those opportunities slip away. So, you know, we get to start the playoffs a week early. The Prairie Conference is as tight as it's ever been, so it'll be an exciting last weekend.
Have you gone through all of the playoff scenarios in your mind or what?
Oh, yeah, really. For us, we just talked about we're just looking at winning our game, and then that really we'll see what happens with the other two games. But, you know, we're going into Saskatoon, and we know that that's going to be enough of a challenge. So we're just, you know, putting all of our focus into making sure that we're prepared. And I know that we're going to play with a lot of desperation. I think our players are really excited to have this opportunity to kind of shake off the last 2 weeks and again show that we are truly an elite team.
You look at that, you know, there's four teams within 1 point for basically third through sixth, Darcy. You could win that game and finish as high as third. You lose the game, you might miss the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, I think a little bit of what's kind of been throughout this whole season is it's been every week someone else has won and someone else has lost. And it's been just a roller coaster ride. And we haven't done a very good job of just, you know, taking care of our own business. We're kind of always looking at the other scenarios. So, you know, our players are a little disappointed that we're in this spot. But like I said, again, it's the best league to play in Canada because it is so tight from top to bottom. And if you can't appreciate the high level of competition, then you know, then that's sad. But our guys are really just embracing, you know, what's going on. We had a great back-to-back battle with the Huskies, and they came out the second game and really, you know, put it to us in the first half. And then Calgary was just, you know, we just couldn't score enough points on offense early on. Our defense played really, really well, and unfortunately we just couldn't put points up on the board until it was too late.
Darcy Park joins us, head coach of the Edmonton Wildcats, on the road in Saskatoon to take on the Hilltops, who come in with the best record in the league at 5-2. That Gordie Howe Bowl, I know, has been redone and looks a lot better in previous years. I don't know if that makes it more intimidating or less compared to previous years. But the Hilltops, it's not like, you know, there's one dominant team this year. When you look at maybe the weaknesses, what do you have to exploit, do you feel, to get the victory?
Well, first of all, I think we have to be able to handle their running game. They've got Wendell Lewis, who's the leading rusher in the league right now, and he's probably 5'9 in height and 5'9 in width. He's just a bowling ball of a runner, and he, you know, he's had a great second half to the season. So making sure that we put the ball in Andrzejczyk's hands, or quarterback, and make him beat us through the air, I think that's first and foremost. And secondly, again, just making sure that we're balanced on offense. I think we've done a great job moving the ball. We've missed a lot of opportunities in terms of drop balls in the end zone and penalties that took points off the board. And I think we've told our guys when we're playing our best and we're not making mistakes, you know, we're going to give ourselves an opportunity to win. But, you know, that's a team that's put up 40 points now the last 4 weeks in a row. And they think that they're in a little bit of a groove, and we'd like to be able to come in there and maybe punch them in the mouth a bit.
Darcy, there's been over the last few years, you know, a lot of junior guys who go on to the CFL. Some go directly without having to go to CIS. Do you got any guys this year that you think are going to be, you know, guys who will be going to CFL camp next year and possibly making teams?
Well, I think we had one of our receivers already was at the Montreal Alouettes rookie camp, Brad Cortell, and he's had another outstanding year. He's second in the conference in receptions, and I think leading the conference in receiving yards. You know, he's a big target. He's still got lots to work on, but I think his physical size is something that teams will look at when our season's done. And the other guy right now potentially would be Jelani Noren, who was at the U of S for a couple of years, and he was a quarterback and was really trying to make it as a quarterback. And this year he switched to the secondary and playing safety. And to tell you the truth, he's outstanding. He's got obviously lots to learn only playing the position for a year, but his athleticism and his knowledge of the game is outstanding. And, you know, I think someone's going to, you know, take a chance on him and develop and be pretty happy with the guy they get. You know, in terms of our younger guys now, those guys are both 22-year-olds. You know, we've got some kids who have to grow into their bodies, and they can improve in the off season and you know, show the strength. I think they might have the ability. I think of a Brett Morrow at middle linebacker. I think Luke Cotillier, a corner for us, who is going into his third year, and unfortunately for him now, no one ever throws at him at his side because he's been so dominant in the first couple weeks. But he's a guy who works really hard in the off season. is tall, has all the physical measurables, and is quite an exciting player.
Well, Darcy, it looks like when you guys play on Sunday at 1 o'clock, you'll know because the Calgary and the Huskies play one other night before. Obviously, you mentioned you got a win for sure, but you'll have even I guess a little bit clearer of a picture when kickoff starts on Sunday. Could definitely be a must win for sure, rather than just secure a spot. So good luck in Saskatoon on the weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Jason. Have a happy Thanksgiving.